Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Fredericksburg SPCA this morning. We are going to talk about animals. We're going to talk about the fur ball. We're going to talk about Ghostbusters. It all comes together. Von Young is here, the Director of Communications from the Fredericksburg SPCA, and we'll get into who else is in the studio in just a second. But good to have you here, Von. Good morning.
Good morning. It is great to be back.
It is good to talk to. We've got a couple of real serious things, because the fur ball is a major fundraiser, and we'll get into all about that. And we're going to also talk a lot about fostering. We jumped into that last month, and there are some real needs. And in fact, I just posted and saw it on your Facebook page, just about a real need for puppy and cat food.
Oh yes, so we do Wishlist Wednesday usually every week, mm-hmm. and it is kind of, I try and promote the highest needs within the shelter, and right now it is puppy and kitten food. We have so many kittens. We are getting so many requests for puppies, and you know, they don't stop eating. So we need to help them grow big and strong. And I believe it is wet and dry puppy food
yep.
that is needed, and a lot of wet canned kitten food.
Yep. So it's on our Facebook page or on the Fredericksburg SPCA Facebook page, the information on that. But the fur ball is right around the corner, and I mean right around the corner.
It is closer than we think. So it is August 26th at 6 p.m. at the Fredericksburg Convention Center. However, tickets do close August 19th. So you have just shy of a week left to secure your tickets.
And there aren't many tickets left.
There aren't. There's only a handful. Last I checked, there were about under 80 a couple days ago.
Okay.
So, you know, we're just, like I said, over a week away from the event, the tickets closing. So you're going to want to get those tickets. Please don't wait last minute, because once it sells, it sells. So
we're going to talk about what's going on with the fur ball as we go along this morning, but we also want to work into the conversation. Jason Glisson is with Ghostbusters of Virginia. And when I say Ghostbusters of Virginia, Jason's not just here representing, he is representing the organization. You are decked out.
Yeah, I'm pretty decked out. I've got a close to 40-pound proton pack on. I've got all the gadgets and gizmos on my belt. Everything, the whole suit.
A little bit about Ghostbusters of Virginia, because you're a nonprofit.
Yeah, we're the only 501c3 nonprofit organization in Virginia that's recognized by Sony Ghost Corp. And Ghost Corp is the entity inside Sony that kind of manages the brand of Ghostbusters nationwide. But we give back through the community, just through the love of Ghostbusters, and it's always fun showing up at events. You can't not smile when you see a Ghostbuster.
Right. I saw you in the parking lot today getting dressed, and I thought, this is more than just a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
I mean, you made all of this stuff.
Yeah, I've got the proton pack is 3D printed. Took me a couple of years to build. Now, there are people in our group that just kind of buy theirs, but I think it's kind of almost a rite of passage making your own gear. A lot of guys have put some serious time and effort into their outfits.
Well, and you you're going to be involved with the fur ball.
We are, yeah. So I don't know if I'm overstepping here, but the fur ball is 80s themed, and so we've been asked to be greeters at the fur ball. So as you walk in, you'll definitely see our presence there.
But how did this all happen? How did you two all get together?
Well, it, like Jason said, it's 80s
theme. It's an 80s
theme.
So
they are, you know, who are you going to call?
Exactly.
We are so thankful for Ghostbusters of Virginia to come out for the 80s fur ball, and we're very excited. When you get there, you'll see, you know, Stay Puft. You're going to see all the Ghostbusters come take photos with them. There's rumors there's going to be a Ghostbuster dog there to take photos with. So we're very excited. They'll make sure, you know, all the spook specters, all the ghosts are put away for the for the event.
To be able, Jason, to show up at an event and do an event like this has just got to be so fun. I mean, because like you say, every time anybody sees you, it makes their day.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And there's been all kinds of charity events that we've done. We've gone to, I think last year we were in Richmond and did some work around some children's organizations that for kids that are have illnesses. And we did a commercial for them for a marathon they were doing. And we also do birthday parties and things, but most of the time it's all based around donations for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah. Well, for people that want information on Ghostbusters, ghostbustersva.com, the website that gives you all kinds of information.
That's right, yep.
And it's just a lot of fun. So if you don't mind staying around,
sure,
we'll work you in as we talk about Fredericksburg SPCA stuff this morning. Jason Glisson from Ghostbusters of Virginia here, along with Jackie Dorado. We've not heard from Jackie yet, but we will. And Von Young from the Fredericksburg SPCA. When we come back, we will talk about fostering at the SPCA. Some big numbers and some issues to talk about. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WF.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Lots going on with the Fredericksburg SPCA. The Furball is coming up on the 26th. Again, fredspca.org. Information on that and getting tickets, and we will talk much, much more about that this morning. But before we get back to the Furball, I want to talk about a couple of things with foster coordinator Jackie Dorado is here. We met Jackie last month, and I'm glad you're back, Jackie, because the numbers that you talked about last month that you're dealing with as far as just needs, animal needs and foster needs are just astounding in this area, and I'm sure it's not going down.
It's not. Just when we think kitten season is over, we have the hurricane transports that we're expecting. I know last year we had transports of multiple Florida transports, but then a huge Puerto Rico transport with about 30 dogs. So it doesn't slow down at all.
Boy, and in your case, just that additional animals, because even if there weren't hurricane issues out there, you're looking at large numbers in needing. So
yeah.
This is the time to get trained to be a foster, or to talk to, you know, if you're thinking about it as a family or an individual, get up to speed you can do this.
Yeah, absolutely. I've already planned out trainings every month, and we actually have two this month coming up. So we have medical trainings, we have dog foster trainings, mom and baby training this week. So all the trainings, if you want more information about fostering, or maybe you're a little bored with just plain kitten fostering and you want to get into the medical stuff, that is something we need consistently of.
And the training, I'm sure, is very comprehensive. So when it becomes time to get your animals, you'll know what to do.
Yep, you'll be up to date and have all the newest information.
Well, and as far as kittens go, aren't we getting, you know, we've talked about this before, but there are waves.
Yeah, there are waves. We have about 114 out of 255 animals. So 155 of those, sorry, 114 are kittens. So, and that's just as of last week. That doesn't count the 12 puppies we got in less than a week afterwards.
Yeah.
The mom and babies we got. So that doesn't even include those numbers.
There is such a need. And you provide, as for fosters, you provide what people need.
Yeah. Support is, of course, the biggest thing, along with supplies. So crate, baby gate, really anything you might think you might need, we'll probably have.
Whew.
It should be noted that we totally welcome, if you've never fostered before and you want to start with us, that's what Jackie is here for. She supports all of our new fosters. All you have to do is sign up. Really, it's the time and love. She will provide the training. You know, we have recorded trainings as well. We have handouts. We have a 24-hour foster emergency line. And we have a very robust online community on Facebook. If anyone, you know, has any questions, they've never seen something happen, or they just want to post photos of their cute animals. We have a very robust community. So,
and if you're interested in maybe seeing if you want to have an animal or just want to help out the SPCA, this is the program for you.
Absolutely, I like to pride myself in saying I can get back to anyone within 2 days max. So via phone call, the email is going to be the best way to get in touch with me if you just want more information or you want to see if there are other ways you can help out.
Well, and you described when you were in a month ago, Jackie, about, I mean, there are all different kinds of phases, there are different kinds of areas of fostering that I hadn't even thought about.
Yep. We have the case managing part of it, which is a volunteer. Maybe they can't come into the SPCA to do, on-hands volunteering, but from home you can help me stay in contact with fosters and their foster pets about any spay and neuter surgeries or upcoming vaccines. That's just something that can be taken off my caseload if you're available and able to help out with case managing too.
And it's not all that complicated, really. You're taking care of an animal.
Yep, I was a case manager myself a few years ago. So I know kind of firsthand how it works and what the expectations are for that, too.
It's a really good resume builder, too.
It is.
Yeah, it's a good volunteer opportunity, good resume builder. Mm-hmm. We have, a lot of people are concerned that when they foster an animal, they're going to want to keep it. So we always say, fostering is a good way to have a temporary animal, temporary companionship in your home. See if it works for you. If you do end up falling in love with that animal, you do get first chance at adoption. But there are other ways to foster that will ensure that you do not take an animal home. We have the Safe Haven program. Jackie and I think, touched on that last time we were here, where we need more safe haven fosters. And that is where owned animals will come into our care for temporary fostering so that their owners can, either get their housing situation in check, or a lot of shelters, human shelters, don't accept pets. So those escaping domestic violence or needing, human sheltering have nowhere for their pets to go. So they will reach out to Jackie or the Fredericksburg SPCA. And if we have spots available for our Safe Haven program, we can accept those animals temporarily, but we do need fosters.
And that's where you do need fosters. You don't want to have to tell you.
Right. We don't want to. We never like saying no. So.
But sometimes if you don't have the fosters, you can't.
Right. And those animals are already owned, so you can't adopt them. So if you're worried about, falling in love and adopting, you won't be able to adopt those because our whole program is to return them to their owner.
There are a lot of moving parts to this with what you do, Jackie, but the bottom line is you just need people.
I just need people, whether it's to foster. If you can't foster, I need help, taking animals to adoption events. So if you have 4 hours on a Saturday to take an animal to Petco, I need help. It's very hard to try to get people just for a few hours to send them off with the adoptable animal. And like I said, all you have to do is basically brag about the animal and how great they are to potential adopters or people just coming in to see what we have. And then also with case managing too, if you can't come in person, but if you have a computer and you're at home, case managing is something you can definitely do.
So all kinds of things, and whatever you're comfortable with, you've got a need for it.
I'll find something for you.
So the case manager training is August 18th. And the mom and babies training with Jackie is going to be August 11th. So you can find the signups on fredspca.org/events. Those are free to attend. You just have to register so we can get a proper head count.
What we talk about, this being, the population growing in the area, and that means pets and animals, and you're seeing it. And this is a program where you really can just expand what the Fredericksburg SPCA can do, because you've laid out there are some things where you just can't, the animals can't be in a, yeah, in a shelter, mm-hmm, and this just expands what you're able to do.
Yeah, especially with the mom and babies. Mom gets so stressed when she stays at the shelter. And if she's feeding, you know, 4 kittens or 6 to 8 puppies, that's a lot of stress on a mom and dog. And I know we talked about the needing supplies as well. Not only do the puppies go through it, the moms do too. They go through all the kitten food, all the puppy food, because the puppy baby food, it has all that extra nutrients that mom is losing to nursing all the puppies or the kittens that she has.
What, your job never slows down for you, does it, Jackie? Because just like you say, just when you feel like I've got everything covered, and then, you know, all of a sudden you've got a dozen puppies or something to deal with.
Yep. There's always the next thing. So it never stops.
So again, the training is important in what you said, it's the 18th
for the case manager. So, like Jackie was saying, it's a volunteer position where it's very accessible. You don't have to come into the SPCA. You can just do it from home as long as you have a computer. It just helps Jackie reach out to fosters who are fostering our cats and dogs and, you know, get some updates from them and see how it is, see what they need. The mom and baby training will be August 11th. And then case manager August 18th. And we're holding those at the SPCA.
And when a person is a foster, run down what your expectations for them and what they do.
Yeah, so for adult animals, I would say the main goal is to get the best adoption pictures, best biographies for them, to get them set up for their next home, to make sure we have that information to pass along to the matchmakers, which is like an adoption counselor, to better match a family with the animal in foster or even an animal at the shelter. So getting great pictures, getting good information about the animal, but also if we have adoption events, which we do every month, taking them to those events to make sure that they get seen and, you know, not lost in foster.
Yeah, because that's ultimately the goal is
to get them adopted.
And when they're in foster care, I know we've talked about this before, but we figure out what they like, what they don't like, things that they're exposed to in a home environment that they're not at the shelter. You know, stairs, cats, kids, bicycles, all the things, right? We found, what was it, Ted? His favorite movie was Jurassic Park. So
he likes the raptors.
He loves the raptors from Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we find out all sorts of things from our fosters that help better match them in homes.
Yeah. Oh, that's got to be so cool to
it's
be able to.
It's the little things. I know right now we have an adult dog named Brick. His best friend is a little wiener dog.
Oh.
It's so cute because at the shelter, he was just kind of, you know, chilling there, but in foster he's definitely lightened up a lot, super friendly.
Well, hopefully we hear, you know, the people, you get more people involved, because to have more people involved and to have more people trained as case managers and some of these other things, you're able to do more and more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And especially in this time, because as like you say, when as hurricane season starts, you all are always involved. Yep. We always hear about animals coming from this area that have been impacted. And those days are coming, so if you want to be a foster, now is the time.
Now is the time.
Absolutely. We try and help a variety of animals, locations, rescue shelters. So we do take owner surrenders. We also take transfers across Virginia from rural shelters to help lower euthanasia, but we also have our national partners, which we will transfer animals in from cruelty cases, we'll transfer animals in from hurricanes. So really, when you hear hurricanes are coming down south and we're transferring animals up, our intake and transfer department, who, like Jackie, is a department of one, is running around trying to schedule all of these different organizations and all of these different people. We're really trying to maximize our life-saving reach. So it's not just hurricanes, national partners that you're helping, it's rural partners, it's local shelters we transfer from. We our animals are coming from everywhere, and they all need foster at some point.
Yes,
so,
they do.
If can people just go? I guess if they want to get in touch with you, Jackie, just go to fredspca.org and
fredspca.org/foster or foster@fredspca.org.
Okay, and get going there. We talk about fostering needs. Vaughn, we talked last month just about doing laundry and, you know, just things around there. There are lots of ways to volunteer with the Fredericksburg SPCA.
It is so amazing how much laundry, how many bowls we go through.
I can't imagine.
You know, just sweeping and mopping. And when I walk in, my heart is so happy. I know a lot of people think coming into a shelter is the saddest thing because you see, you know, animals in kennels. But for me, it makes me so happy. I see volunteers in their volunteer shirts sitting and playing with the kittens. And you can just tell it's like the best part of their day, right? Mm-hmm. And that's after they've done an hour of dishes and they're listening to their headphones, their music. You know, we have community service. We have opportunities for group volunteering. If you want to come in with your organization or your company for a give back day, you can just volunteer on your own. You can sign up to volunteer and become a dog walker. There are so many different opportunities. There's one day volunteering. There's event volunteering. So for instance, we're looking for volunteers for the fur ball to come help, you know, man the arcade games from Reclaim Arcade. Mm-hmm. We have puppy yoga. We have kitten yoga. So we need volunteers for that. There's opportunities for anything. There's opportunities, like Jackie said, where you don't have to come into the shelter. We need transport volunteers to go help pick up the animals from these shelters that we transfer in from. We need mobile meal delivery volunteers to help bring food from our pet pantry and our People Empowered Through Support program to vulnerable members of our community. So I could just keep listing. Mm-hmm. I would love some volunteers for social media. Come yep. take some photos of the animals.
Also, if you really want a one-on-one experience with the animals, I see, like I mentioned, so many animals. Every 2 weeks they have to come in for vaccines. So a lot of the times, like Vaughn has said, during the season we're so busy running around and it's just me handling vaccine appointments. So I need that second pair of hands to help me hold a kitten or hold a puppy for vaccines. So if you are interested in being a little bit more hands-on, that's another volunteer opportunity that's a little bit newer.
Oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
So you can get like animal handling training. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good opportunity mm-hmm. for those like who want to break out into a veterinary career mm-hmm. or animal welfare. That's really cool.
Yeah. No, you can get some background and some training and in some of this. And if that's what you may decide you want to make a career out of that.
Yeah. Jackie's like, that's brand new. I just made it up right now. Please come help.
It works for me. It works for me. FredSPCA.org, the website, FredSPCA.org. Jackie Dorado is the foster coordinator. Get in touch with her. Talk to her about things. Vaughn Young also here from the FredSPCA. And Jason Glisson here with Ghostbusters of Virginia. They're involved with the fur ball. We're going to talk to Jason again, talk more about the fur ball, and talk more about fostering, too, this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Fredericksburg SPCA this morning with Vaughn Young, Jackie Dorado, and Jason Glisson. Jason's with the Ghostbusters of Virginia, and they are going to be involved with the fur ball coming up on the 26th. We just had a great conversation off air because the theme of the fur ball this year is the 80s, and we got talking 80s movies, and if you'd asked me on the air, I couldn't. Once I started looking at a list, I could have said just Ghostbusters with Jason here would have been the right answer. But you asked me, you know, what's my favorite 80s movie? And Back to the Future is just such a good movie.
It is. It's an excellent movie. Yeah, we were just talking about that because, like Ted said, it's 80s theme. So, like, what's better than the party era? It feels like it was just, what, a couple years ago,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We're all thinking, like, 2023. It's can't be that long ago.
No,
but we made it 80s theme, the Furball Gala, because it is our 80th anniversary this year. So we thought we would do a little throwback.
Which, by the way, the city recognized you guys the other night at City Council, I saw.
They did. Mayor Mary Catherine Greenlaw presented us with a proclamation for our 80-year anniversary. It was very cool. We're very excited to take a look back at our past, where we are presently, and it kind of helps us establish where we want to go in the future.
80 years is a big deal.
It is, and I went down the rabbit hole of, like, Google and looking at all of our newspapers, and there were things that, you know, I discovered that I was like, it blew my mind, you know?
Yeah.
And how many people it took to kind of pave the way for this organization, and how many, you know, different iterations of it came to fruition. You know, we started as a house turned shelter,
mm-hmm.
down on Old William Street.
Yeah.
And that was just a bunch of passionate, concerned citizens for, you know, cats and dogs. And we're really focusing where, you know, adoption isn't your only option. We love all the different rescues and the shelters in the area and support all of them. They are every single one that pops up that takes in an animal, whether it's foster based or shelter based, and finds them a home, is amazing. And where we kind of differentiate ourselves is we want to kind of move forward in the future into turning into an animal resource center. So we want to make sure that we have resources to support keeping animals in homes that already love them. So we have our affordable behavior program where, you know, we have the Locke Community Medical Center. We have humane education. We have fostering. We have volunteer. What's really cool about the Locke Community Medical Center is they've now, you know, started supporting rescues in the area, doing like trap neuter release of cats. They're doing low cost spay neuter for shelters and getting other shelters animals in to be seen. So we really want to support other shelters, other rescues, people. So it was very interesting seeing where we started and where we are and where we want to go. Hopefully where we go is, you know, expanding all these departments so Jackie doesn't have to be a department of one and I don't have to be, and we're going to expand, mm-hmm. so we can be like a well-oiled machine.
Mm-hmm. You are a well-oiled machine right now. When you talk about that, it's been so interesting in recent years to see how the Fredericksburg SPCA has grown. And like you say, the medical side of things and just so many things. The fostering is so much more refined and just organized, and you have so many options for people now that you didn't have just even a few years ago.
Yeah, and one thing that hasn't changed is we're still just a bunch of passionate people.
Very much.
Yeah. It's, you know, house turned shelter with a passionate individuals, and we're now in the facility on Courthouse Road, thanks to, you know, the Joe and Mary Wilson and a bunch of, mm-hmm. you know, 8 years of fundraising efforts within the community. And so we're looking to upgrade and expand, and, you know, we raise all of our funds for all the life-saving work we do, for all these programs to support the community and other rescues and shelters through fundraising events, grants, and Furball is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So we are looking to, you know, make the majority of our funds at this event. So we are very excited. We only have a handful of tickets left. So don't miss out, because the tickets include a lot of fun stuff.
Talk about what's going to happen that night.
So, well, first off, you're going to be greeted by Jason.
So let's stop
and
just
Ghostbusters
for a moment. Because when I knew that Jason was going to come in this morning, I thought Jason was going to come in and he would talk about, we're going to do this. Jason is, and we'll have some pictures of it. Jason is there, and all of you. I mean, you all dress up.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be in the movie.
Yeah, there's members of our organization that have transformed their own car into an Ecto from Ghostbusters.
Seriously?
Yeah, and that's their car they drive to work, and of course they get stares and honks and waves and things. But everyone in our organization's pretty dedicated to what we do. It's a lot of extra time. Sometimes it's all-day events, but it's a lot of fun, yeah.
Well, you were telling me the pack that you're wearing, all the stuff that you're wearing is all 3D printed.
Yeah,
and this
yeah.
is it's I mean it's real stuff. It's
yeah,
not just
yeah.
some
the pack
cheap
that
plastic.
I've got is it's it took me a couple years to build. It weighs almost 40 pounds, but it's 3D printed and it's pretty massive pieces that are 3D printed and then it's all bolted together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. to put something like that together, I mean, did you have some plans or?
Well, so when I started building this, there weren't really any kind of screen accurate plans.
Yeah.
It was just kind of guesstimates and things that people have thrown together. Now, within the last couple of years, there are actually some really, really nice 3D models.
Okay.
And they're free. You can go on and download them for free, print them at home. And there are, I can't tell you, there's thousands of people that I see online all day that are, you know, always printing proton packs. And some people, that's their business, is they just build stuff for Ghostbusters, yeah.
So if we wanted to become Ghostbusters, we could.
You could, yeah. Yeah. You could, yeah. So for our organization, for Ghostbusters Virginia, we have a pretty loose requirements. Really all you have to have is the suit, a khaki suit mm-hmm. and a belt, and I think two things on your belt, and that's it. You don't have to have a pack because having a pack is a commitment. It's expensive, and some people just don't have the time to throw something like that together. But we have a lot of members that show up to events, and they're just kind of in their khaki suit, and that's it, and that's fine. That's all you really need.
It all looks good. You though are the most realistic Ghostbuster I have ever seen.
I appreciate that.
Minus a movie screen. That is it's no, it is so. Back to the furball, Vaughn.
Yes.
You're
going to
walk in and you're going to be furball. Greeted by Ghostbusters.
Yeah, so Ghostbusters of Virginia, like Jason was saying, is a charity organization. So they are coming to support the Fredericksburg SPCA by, you know, showing up in the greatest 80s movie of all time. all their outfits, you know, we'll have a big Stay Puft. We'll have a dog Ghostbuster. It's going to be fun. You can come. We're inviting people, since it is 80s style celebration, you know, get ready to dress as fun or as formal as you want, mm-hmm. your 80s best. Bryant Cox will be there taking photos inside for everyone, and you can stop, take a photo with a Ghostbuster, and it's going to be a fun night. So your ticket includes a 3-course dinner. It's going to be dual entree. We do have vegetarian options. You get signature cocktails by Love Buzz Mobile Bar, and yes, it is an open bar. We're getting that question a lot. So
Okay. Your
ticket includes the 3-course dinner, it includes the drinks, and then we have music by Bill Carroll Entertainment, event photography by Brian Cox. We're going to have retro arcade games with Reclaim Arcade set up. And there's going to be live and silent auctions where you can, you know, help us raise funds. And these auctions are really cool. Every year, I get so jazzed to see it. You know, there's trips, there's arts, there's opportunities to show off your pets, there's, you know, just a whole bunch of different ways to help raise money for our cause. So it is going to be fun. Please don't miss out on your tickets. We did sell out last year, and we only have a handful left. Tickets close August 19th. You can go to our website, fredspca.org. There's going to be a pop-up that will lead you right to the events. You can go to the events page. You can go to our Facebook page. We have links everywhere.
Do you know what you're going to dress up as?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll go as a Ghostbuster.
Okay.
I have my old Kenner pack from the 80s,
oh.
The little blue one.
Wow.
That makes the most atrocious noise.
Yeah.
And it's not even battery operated. So
those were highly sought after, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. My parents couldn't even do anything about that. Me running around the house
sure.
with the little Kenner pack. So.
Well, this is again. It's a big deal because the money you raise here is, like you say, is able to do the fostering programs and the medical programs,
everything,
and all that we talk about.
It's everything, and you know, there's so many moving parts and so many things happening that even on our, you know, Facebook page or our social media or even our newsletter, you can sign up to our monthly newsletter. It doesn't even touch the things that come in and the things that we see and we do. And it's so amazing. Just every time I see, you know, a medical update, I'm like, wow, we did that. You know, it's it is really, really cool. And you know, as for what everyone's wearing, the staff is very excited. I can tell you, we have some fun outfits for the furball coming. There are staff who are going to go, you know, crazy prom, big tulle. There are some that are going to go, you know, just I can't give out the secrets.
Okay.
But there's, you know, Barbie is a big thing right now.
Yeah,
so come have fun. That is the main thing. Have fun, raise money for the animals, eat, drink, be merry.
FredSPCA.org. You can't miss it. It's the furball pops up on when you go to FredSPCA.org, and you'll see all the information. One of the things that we didn't talk about, and when we talk about fostering, that I'm sure is somewhat of a concern, is that we see around the state and around the country that there are animals, there have been sick animals in a lot of shelters lately. Yeah. And we haven't had that around here, but you have to think ahead. And in that case, Jackie, I'm sure you're looking at, if something were to happen, you would want to have more fosters to be able to handle animals and take them out of the shelter.
Oh, absolutely. We've had this year cases of panleukopenia, parvovirus, very serious illnesses for unvaccinated puppies and kittens. And unfortunately, the fosters who do have their homes exposed to panleuk and parvo, they go through protocol and they can't foster for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. And that's how serious we take when these animals test positive for parvo and panleuk. But I see that almost as an opening, because although they can't foster, you know, other animals, they're able to foster any animals that had that illness. So that can kind of help us in that way at the shelter too, because that is more additional work that, you know, our animal care staff, they have to take care of and expose themselves to. So if the fosters can help animals that are recovering from panleuk or parvo or even upper respiratory infections, that is super, super helpful.
Jackie Dorado's the foster coordinator with the Fredericksburg SPCA. Get to know her and get involved with fostering. Von Young here from the Fred SPCA, and Jason Glisson, Ghostbusters of Virginia. They are going to be at the Furball, ghostbustersva.com for them. FredSPCA.org for information on the Furball. Quick break, and we'll wrap this up by talking again about the Furball and the Fred Nats and the Fred
SPCA. Yes, our new partnership.
So we'll do that real quick when we get back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff with the Fredericksburg SPCA this morning. Great stuff going on there that you'll want to get involved with. FredSPCA.org. Before we get out of here this morning, first of all, Jason Glisson here with Ghostbusters of Virginia. They will be at the Furball. GhostbustersVA.com is your website. That's Jason. Right. And thanks for the great things that you provide the community. And I guess as a nonprofit, you're all around, and it's great to see you're involved with the SPCA.
Yeah, now we have three main groups. We have a Northern Virginia group, a Richmond group, and then we have the Virginia Beach group. And we do all kinds of different events for different charities, and we're happy to be part of the Furball this year.
And again, just go to the website if you want to find out more information about all the, and where you guys are at and what you're doing.
And we have a pretty large Facebook following now.
Okay.
You can look us up on Facebook. We're having a draw your own ghost competition right now, so you can download a form and fill that out and draw a picture of a ghost that we'll adopt for our mascot.
It is the cutest, and I put my vote in. There's a ghost that a a child drew. And what was it? The thing where it haunts you, it says, like, you have to go to work or something like that. And it's like power is like making people go to work. And
yeah.
It was just the cutest thing. I go and I like all of them. So,
we'll post some pictures of what you're wearing here today, Jason, because you've got to be the coolest dad around. Just that your kids just have to be. That's my dad.
Yeah. I think they're it's getting a little old with them now, but I think they still enjoy showing it off from time to time.
Always good to have Jackie Dorado here, the foster coordinator with the Fredericksburg SPCA. There's training coming up, and as we said, Jackie, just a real, real need for fosters and help in so many areas.
Absolutely. This Friday, August 11th, we have our mom and baby training. So when it comes to, and we're still getting moms with babies, whether it's mama dogs or mama cats with their kittens and puppies, we still really need fosters for them, even if you can only take them for a week or two. That is super beneficial for mom, her kittens and puppies, and also us as well.
Well, I guess that's important too, to realize that just because you say I'm going to be a foster, that you know from now and through eternity you're fostering, that if you've got things and you can't do it at certain times, or mm-hmm. it's just you can only do it short periods of time,
yep.
that still helps you.
Absolutely. Even like I said, if it's just for one night, because maybe the longer-term foster can't make it for another day or two, if you could just hold on to them for the next 2-3 days, and we'll get them set up with their long-term foster. And that gives me more time to call people, too.
Yeah, and just the benefits of being a foster, not only for the animal, but for the people, too.
Yep, to help out if you want to get involved, super easy. You can just email me, foster@fredspca.org. Or sign up as a foster at fredspca.org/foster.
And there are so many other areas, just so many other areas where you're, whether it's medical or other needs that animals, for whatever reason, can't be in the shelter.
Yep. Medical, behavioral, temporary. So if you can only take a dog for a weekend, we call it a sleepover. If you can do that, we have that opportunity as well to foster.
Yeah, we have even, you know, adult animals that might not do well in the foster or in the shelter environment.
Yeah.
Like we have one of our new partnership with the Frednats. They are sponsoring a most valuable pet. Every month they're sponsoring a dog adoption and a cat adoption. So it's the Frednats, Fred SPCA MVP. So right now, one of our cats that they're sponsoring for August is Ravioli, and she hates being in the shelter. So she wants she has too much energy. She wants to run and play, and she's very young. And so she's looking for a foster. So, you know, we have our very first MVPs are Coop the canine and Ravioli. So, you can learn all about the Frednats, Fred SPCA partnership as we go along here. So,
Furball is August 26th, but you need to get tickets by the 19th, and maybe even sooner than that, because there are not many tickets left, and it sells out usually.
It does. So if you're sleeping on your ticket, don't wait anymore, and definitely secure it before it's too late. We had a lot of disappointed people last year, so
don't be one of those people.
Yeah.
FredSPCA.org, and you'll also run into Ghostbusters of Virginia there, and Jason and his group. Thank you all for coming in, Jason. Great to meet you. We'll do more with you in the future. Jackie, always good to have you with fostering. And last but not least, our friend Von Young. Von, thank you so much for what you all do with the Fred SPCA. And see you soon.
Thank you for having us.
That is it. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.